Hello, this is Casey.
Hey, Casey. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Sorry I was a couple minutes late. My boss was a little long-winded in his meeting right now.
Nope, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure we were still on.
Of course we're still on. Yes, I have to say you're one of the few people that I made an appointment with 2 weeks ago that actually kept the appointment. So I was definitely looking forward to it. Absolutely. How was your vacation?
Oh, not too bad. It was nice.
Where did you get to go?
So up not too far from here, a few hours away is mountains where I grew up, and it's pretty nice up there. So we went up and saw family. So it was.
Oh, I love that.
It was a good deal.
Yeah, that's the best. You know, when you get to go visit people you know and go someplace that you love and just relax and disconnect.
Yeah, it worked out well.
That's great. And I trust you had a good fourth.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. So.
Awesome. Okay. So jumping into this a little bit, do you have any further questions? Where would you like to start?
Well, I guess I'm not 100% positive on the program, or you explained it a little bit in our quick meeting last time, and I just, I'm not really sure, how it works or costs and that sort of thing, just kind of curious about the whole thing.
Sure, absolutely. So there's quite a few different advantages to this particular service through Google Guaranteed. Now, I do believe that I had sent you an email, but I can send it to you again. Are you in front of a computer?
I am.
Okay, so I don't even have to send that. I can just have you look it up. So the cool thing about Google Guarantee is that it is direct leads. They are not shared leads, so they come exclusively to you. And when they come to you, then there is a real live human being on the other end of the phone. Okay. It's not where they you know, send you a phone number and they're like, hey, good luck. The way that it's designed here with the Google Guarantee is the calls, they come directly to you because people have gone to Google, they've looked at your profile, and they've decided that they want to work with you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the upfront cost on this is a one-time application fee of $250. It is non-refundable. This goes to get yourself background checked and get you completely Google Guarantee approved. The entire process on that, Casey, the maximum amount of time that it takes is 4 to 8 weeks. Now, I don't always see it take that long. In fact, quite often I see it take less than that. But that is what the terms and conditions state and what I am required to tell you. Now, the process on that is business license, insurance, and tax ID tax ID number. I'm sure you have all of those things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The other requirement is that we are going to need to get you 5 reviews on your Google Business profile. So that should be pretty simple. I'm sure you have 5 people willing to say something nice about your company, right?
Yeah, we could probably figure something out.
I can send you a tiny URL, a mini link that you can just shoot out to them directly, and we can get that, bam, it won't even take long. Family, friends, past clients. People who are willing to give your company a 5-star rating, okay?
Okay.
It happens very quickly, very easily. Now, with the application process, they are going to request your Social Security number. They are going to request a photo of your driver's license, and we're going to upload those things. The background check and the application process will take place. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you for your ad to go live and to go ahead and set the minimum monthly budget. So Google Guarantee ads run at the very, very top of the page above Google Ads, above the Google Local Map. It is the very first search result that's actually produced in any given area. The Google Guarantee section is coveted because it is a specific pay-per-lead service. You only pay for the qualified leads. So the way that it works is like this. Google will actually, once your Google guarantee approved, you will be assigned a Google call tracking phone number. It is a specific number that is for particular to your business. It will rotate occasionally because no one company is assigned the same number all the time. Okay. And the reason for that is for authenticity purposes. So that way nobody can blow out your ad. Nobody can, competitors can't mess with it. It is done, as a security purpose. Now, when the clients contact you, they're contacting you directly. You will know that it's the Google Guarantee lead coming in because on your caller ID, it will say LSA, Local Service Ad, Google Guarantee Lead. The real-life human on the other end of the phone will be contacting you regarding the services that are listed within your profile. If the call happens to be a sales or solicitation call, if it happens to be a press one dialer, a robocall, if it happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company, if it happens to be somebody asking for a service that you do not provide that is not listed in your service profile and you decline the job, or if it happens to be somebody requesting a service for outside of your service radius that is not listed on your service profile and you decline the job, you are not charged for any of those calls.
Okay.
You're only charged for calls where the client is requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably extremely rare for what you offer, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the two instances that Google considers that a qualified call. And then the next question generally is how do they know that that's what's going on in the phone call? That's why all the calls are recorded, Casey, and there is AI that is assigned to each call tracking phone number. So you have access to those call recordings through the Local Splash dashboard. We have access to those call recordings, as does Google. In the event that one slipped by that was not a qualified call, it did not meet the qualified call criteria, you would contact us. We would dispute it immediately and get your money back. No problem.
Okay.
So the way it works is like this. Once your Google Guarantee ad is ready to go live, then we go ahead and contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget of 13 leads per month. Your lead cost is at $37.33. I have not seen Google change their pricing in 5 years since they started this beta program. In the event that they changed their pricing as far as your lead cost goes, you would be notified before we charge the lead budget or charged any of the leads, and we would get your agreement on it first. So for the 13 leads for the month, what the minimum monthly budget looks like is $487. They would charge the minimum monthly budget and turn the leads on. The way it's designed at regular base product is approximately 3 leads a week for 13 leads in a month. And you have the ability to increase or decrease those leads as you see fit. So if you take on the first couple of leads and you absolutely love them, which is literally what about 8 out of 10 of our clients choose to do, is increase the lead flow. They want more leads in a week. They have crews they're working with. For whatever reason, they need to increase the lead flow. You can increase the lead flow as you see fit. Or if you take on the first couple of leads and you get booked, or you go on another vacation with your family, or whatever the case is, for any reason whatsoever that you need to pause the campaign, you can pause the campaign for any amount of time that you want to, and it is not an automatic monthly charge. That budget rolls over to the following month or 6 months, however long it takes until you unpause the lead. So if you were to take on the first couple of leads, say the remaining budget was at about $400. I mean, I'm just topping it off at $40 a lead, okay? So if it's $40 a lead, you took on 2 leads, you need to pause it, you're on vacation for a month, then when you call to cut it back on, you still have $400 left in that budget.
Okay.
And we do not refill the budget until the budget is exhausted. And then we contact you and let you know we're ready to refill the budget. Your budget refill is at $487. So, again, you have the ability to increase that. Some people want to double down. Some people want to have 26 leads in a month. Some people need, 36 leads. Whatever the case is, some people want to invest, $10,000 a month because they really need the leads flowing in. So it is completely customizable, and you are in complete control of the entire campaign and how the leads are coming in to your business directly. It's also very specific with the type of keywords and services that you're providing. So within within the window install vertical, there is a subcategories. So you don't have to take on all of those subcategories or all of those sub keywords if you don't want to, or you can absolutely choose to. We have some people who, like, painter runs under handyman vertical, but all they want is painting. So we only cut them on for interior and exterior painting. We don't cut them on for any of the other services. So with yours, let me see here. Hold on. Okay. So for yours, it's technically under the window repair vertical, and that's window install, door install, glass install, install, skylight repair, door repair, board up, and window repair.
Yeah, so if we wanted to, we could remove the skylight stuff.
Absolutely.
Right?
You do not have to take it, and because it will not be listed on your profile as a service that you provide, if you accidentally got a call from somebody requesting that and you said that is not a service that we provide, we declined the job, then you would not be charged for that because it's not on your profile. It would not have a check mark because on your profile, it actually shows the exact services that you provide in the exact areas that you provide it. Because you get to pick the exact areas that you want to service.
Okay. So no, it sounds really good. So we're looking at probably, you know, well, it'll depend on leads, but you're saying about $500 a month is what we're expecting to kind of start out at and then grow if we get lots of qualified leads, you know, of course.
Exactly.
More leads is more money.
Correct.
So.
And I, another reason and a part of the conversation that I had touched on very, very briefly when we spoke earlier, because I know you were on your way out of town, was right now
right.
In Pendleton, there's only one other Google Guarantee qualified company that's even up, Anderson Tri-Cities.
Right. And they're a big company, so that's...
Right. But they only have 22 reviews with a 4.2 star rating in your area. The reason I bring this to your attention is because you're going to dominate in your area. And I realize Pendleton may not be the main source of business for you. You may choose to reach outside of that. But because there's only one other provider in your area, you're absolutely going to slay. Because there's not a ton of other people that you're having to elbow your way to the top from.
Yeah, exactly. So that makes sense. I want to do this.
Okay.
My biggest issue is I have my next payment from a customer earmarked for marketing money, and they were supposed to pay me on Wednesday, and I have not received that check yet. So we're a little lean right now. So,
okay.
We'll have to wait till next week to, to get going on this. And but that's kind of what I do want to do it.
Okay. Awesome.
I kind of budgeted all my money around these couple payments that are supposed to have been paid, and so I'm
mm-hmm.
you know, small business owner-ing it. And so
yeah, I completely understand that, Casey. No worries. And the only upfront cost is the $250 application fee. Okay. Just so you know, that's the only
and
upfront
then we won't
cost.
Make the, and then we don't make any other payments until we're approved and yada yada.
Until you're completely approved and we've made contact. So say you're able to pull the $250 today and we get it going for you. And then when I contact you in, you know, say you're approved in 5 weeks and we contact you back and say, okay, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. But your, you know, your payouts haven't necessarily come. You need to wait a week or whatever the case is. Then we wait. There's no automatic charge at all. We get that final approval from you to go ahead and pull the trigger for the exact amount before we do it. There's no automatic charges.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, that I still want to wait. I just don't want to strap myself completely out. I mean, we're really tight right now without all my everything just came out of my bank account, insurance and. Bond and everything. So without these customers paying me, it really sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I don't want to get upside down again with
sure.
you guys or anything. And so let's try to plan on maybe doing this next Tuesday. Do you have time on Tuesday to give me a call?
Absolutely.
And we'll sign up for it?
Absolutely.
Or
what time on Tuesday?
Yeah. probably about the same time. My wife leaves Tuesday. I think it would work actually. Keep telling people I'll do stuff on Tuesday. I want to make sure that.
The 11th?
Yeah, Tuesday in the morning would be great. The same time.
9 a.m. Okay.
Yep, 9 a.m. Pacific. So, So, are you only doing Google Leads right now? Are you still doing the regular stuff also for Local Splash?
I am a universal closer. So I do a little bit of everything. Did you have questions about something else?
Well, I kind of did. We signed up quite a while ago with NW Installations LLC. I have another, I'm kind of morphing that company into an actual window company, as you know. And so I have another name, but I'm having troubles getting, Google will not verify it. And I wasn't sure if that's a service that you guys offer. And
yes.
I think it's because of the name. The name is Windows and More, and that's part of the legal name. And I think that's what they keep flagging.
Okay, hold on one
but
second.
But is that something that you guys do, is the Google verification as well as, you know, a little bit of, I don't remember what I'm paying for Local Splash.
Yeah.
That's how ridiculous I am. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. But I also want to tell you something. So Google has made it very, they have changed it up in the past 6 months completely on the requirements and how easily or not easily an individual can get their company verified. Okay.
Okay.
They have absolutely changed that because they had to crack down on security, so to speak. As you can imagine, you know, there's sneaky, crappy people everywhere, but especially since the COVID epidemic, it was just, people were just doing all kinds of crazy stuff and saying all kinds of crazy stuff to get things verified. It's like they stopped taking PO boxes completely. There's a number of different things. So the requirements to get verified nowadays are a little bit different than they used to be. And sometimes we've run across that where it takes a few minutes or a few days or even a little while of having to submit again on behalf in order to get it verified. Now, Google verification is absolutely what we do. That is one of the main points of what we do here and what we offer within the services. So you're offering a different serve. Are you offering a different company? You're starting a completely different company?
Yeah, that's how it's going to be done is we'll start it in Washington first and then so we'll offer NW Installations will still do Windows in Oregon, but the Washington company will be PNW Windows and More. And it's just to differentiate. We've decided to go with Windows. And so I want that to be part of the name and I want to grow it as a business that's able to be sold or grown or something rather than just being a general contractor. And so that's the plan. And so, I mean, with what we're doing here, this isn't going to hurt us at all to move forward with the Google guaranteed with NW Installations.
No, it's
that's
not.
Still going
not
Oregon,
at all.
And that'll start the jobs coming in. And so it'll help make the transition easier for us. And then once the Washington company's up and moving, I'll decide whether or not to change the name or you know, whatever we do in Oregon, I'll decide that later. But I'm kind of going to be running two separate businesses at the same time is what it's going to be. So.
Okay. So with that separate business, Casey, I'm assuming you have an address in Washington that you're verifying that company at.
Yes. Yeah. And I,
and it's an actual address, a physical address, not a PO box.
Correct. I tried that. And it kicked it back. And so I tried different addresses in Oregon and then it said I was verified. And then a day later it said, oh, you're suspended.
Does the address that you verified it at match the address that's on your business license, your insurance for that company, as well as any invoices or tax ID information?
Probably not because that gets mailed to the Oregon office.
That's why.
Even though it's a Washington company.
Everything has to match.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
Yep.
And it won't let me have an Oregon mailing address with a Washington company probably either, because they're going to say that's naughty.
Correct.
Okay. So I will, well, I'll work on cleaning all that up then. That'll take me a little while. So it doesn't even matter to get you guys to help me until I have all those ducks in a row.
Yeah, once you have that all lined up, let me know. So what you're currently paying for is $2.99 a month. You have the local SEO, which is verification through all of that. It also includes the Facebook ads. You have a custom website with us. We have programming for the top 60 directories. We have all the things included. So I can offer you that for the other company at a discounted rate, because you would be listing two companies with us. So I can do it at $2.49 a month. And we can get everything going for that now, and including a completely different custom website for it as well. Okay.
Right. And I have a website. It might need to be updated a little bit. It's a really nice one. It just needs updated. So, but I know that you guys like using yours, because then you can see all the back end stuff.
Yeah. Because we could definitely help you with that. But if you don't want to use it, you don't have to. It's up to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, perfect. Okay. So I will, let's see, all addresses the same. Perfect. I will work on that, and then I will talk to you on Tuesday at 9. Is that what we decided?
Yes, 9:15 max. It depends on how long my boss has the meeting going for, or if I get hung up on a late call.
Yeah, nope, I'll just wait for your call. 9. And you guys use Google numbers. Is it going to be the same number, or will it just be a random number when you call me?
It'll be a similar number as to what I'm calling now, if not the exact same number. So what we use is a VoIP system, voice over internet phone system. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I won't save it then. It's just, it always tells me you're spam. And so I'm like, well, I know I have an appointment now, so I need to be answering that.
Right.
But you'd think they'd figure it out. I mean, but whatever.
I'll let them know, though. Who's your carrier?
Verizon.
Thank you for letting me know that. I'm going to let them know that it's coming up spam, because it's not supposed to anymore. They're supposed to have straightened all that out.
Yep. No, it comes up as, well, it has the exclamation mark, like, oh, this could be spam. And so.
Right.
Yep. Just so you know.
Thank you for telling me that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, well, I'll get everything together and make sure all my ducks are in a row, and we will, we'll get you some money on Tuesday, and we'll start this.
Yes, absolutely. I look forward to working with you, Casey. I'll talk with you then.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.